And even internet or computers invented by accumulation, how come to be this kind? So we can see when it's combined and then produce such and such thing.
It's used for kusala and for kakusala in large amounts also.
Different from previous moments.
Without concept, we couldn't learn Dhamma.
Is that true? Without concept, we can't understand Dhamma?
Well,
the word,
at you
the
mean?
Pariyatti level.
No word?
Yes, so without
just
concept, it's possible.
What citta and cetasikas are there?
Without concept, we wouldn't know about Dhamma. The teachings, we hear it in the form of concepts.
Three levels of understanding, pariyatti, patipatti, and patibheda. At the moment of understanding reality, concept is not there. But before that, we need concept to really understand.
Yeah.
To see the difference between citta and jetasikas. 52 jetasikas, and sometimes it's counted as one citta. So they are altogether 53 namas. Because no matter whatever citta arises, it's the faculty, the chief of experiencing.
Right.
Only that, see, where there are different jetasikas accompanying. Like at this moment, who knows about jetasikas? Seeing sees, that is citta, that faculty of experiencing an object at a time.
So the next moment, there could be a mental process
that
knows the jetasikas.
Yeah. And at moment of experiencing a reality, can we name it, whether it's pasa or whether it's what? Until panya grows enough to know the distinction between citta and jetasika, because they are all nama, that which experience.
Little by little.
That's why the vedananupasana satipatthana is not the cittanupasana satipatthana.
What I still have difficulty with is what you've said before, that the beginning level of understanding is understanding nama is nama and rupa is rupa.
Because you see that it's just not the word like now. Hmm. Visible object is appearing to that which experience it, citta and cetasikas. But can we know the difference between the two or the six or the eight, seven cetasikas and one citta accompanied seeing consciousness?
No, we can't.
Mm-hmm. So, when there is the understanding of that as just a reality which is now experiencing, that's enough. Otherwise, how can we understand the whole, the others, like this is pasa and that is vedana and that is citta?
Okay, I understand that, but that's seen. What about if there's lopa, attachment, and there's awareness of attachment?
Lopa is different from that which is the faculty, the chief of experiencing, because its function is to be attached.
Right. But isn't it the characteristic of attachment that we know before knowing it's anama?
Everyone knows the characteristic of lopa as I.
Yes.
Yeah, not as a reality. And this is the difference. So even seeing is I who see, the same as my lopa, or I have lopa, or lopa is me, not Dhamma. So by understanding that that characteristic is not that which cannot experience anything at all, that is the beginning. Because it's so fast, how can one know exactly the kusala or vipaka or kriya?
Well, that seems to be just like saying knowing it's an element, the lopa is an element.
Yes, when there is understanding of lopa, not of citta, or not of vedana.
But I just come back to the thing that it seems that in the case of lopa, it's the characteristic of being attached that we recognize, rather than it's a nama that it experiences.
But not as a reality. So the beginning of panya is to know that it's a reality, no matter it's lopa or what, because it arises and falls away so fast. We cannot change the characteristic of lopa into different reality, but at the moment of understanding the characteristic of being nama, it's just that, and then it falls away. No time enough to know exactly about the degree or its object.
So when we think we understand lopa, what do we really understand?
Not understanding Lopa, understanding that characteristic as not self, as a reality. Because everyone knows the difference between Lopa and Dosa, but they belong or they are I.
So it's not really knowing the characteristic?
It's there, but is it time enough to know, or is time to study and understand that characteristic which is Nama? We call it Nama, but yes, it's a reality which is different from Rupa.
But the first stage of Vipassana Jnana is knowing the difference between Nama and Rupa, which is knowing Nama as Nama and Rupa as Rupa. But before that, we do experience the different characteristics of different Dhammas.
Yes.
But
yeah,
as Nama.
Okay, this moment is seeing or Lopa?
Seeing.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It means that there is awareness of seeing, not awareness of Lopa?
Right.
Or what? Or no awareness, just...
No awareness of Lopa.
See? So it's just thinking.
Yes.
About seeing or about Lopa. But actually, when right awareness arises, it's not like that. It is aware of a characteristic to know that it's just that which is not self. Because now one can say that it's Lopa or it is seeing, but actually there's no precise understanding with right awareness at all. This is the difference.
Well, seeing is a citta. Seeing is a nama. Seeing arises and falls. Seeing is not self.
And seeing is not Lopa.
And it's not Lopa.
No precise understanding of seeing as Nama.
As Nama.
No precise understanding of Lopa as Nama. When there is no right awareness. If one is asked, what's now? One can say seeing or one can say Lopa, but no direct awareness.
Yes.
So can we say that at that moment is the understanding of Nama?
No.
But no. By intellectual understanding, we can tell. But at moment of experiencing Nama, no word, no concept, the characteristic of a reality is there. Not I name it, I call it, I have it.
What I'm trying to get at is that the characteristics of Lopa appears to self as well. But why not the characteristic of Nama appears to self as Nama?
So now there are all Nama and Rupas.
I think that's easy.
If they can appear. As Nama and Rupa.
So Ken, what do you mean the characteristics of Nama appear to self?
You can say this is Dosa, I'm feeling Dosa. But you can't say this is Nama, right?
Well, if you can say this is Dosa, you can say this is Nama.
But the characteristic of Nama does not appear as Nama.
Yeah, the first stage of Vipassana Jnana is knowing Nama and Rupa. And that's before knowing Lopa as Lopa.
Lopa is Lopa all the time, but the understanding of Lopa as not self, as just a reality, it has to develop until Lopa appears as nobody at all. We know that there are different realities like seeing and Lopa. Can we say that that is Panya which experiences all these realities? Mm-hmm. And this is different from moment when Panya experiences it. When the characteristic as Nama and Rupa do not appear yet, it's only the idea and thinking that we know that Nama has no shape, Nama has no form, it just experiences.
When Panya arises and knows Nama or Rupa at the beginning, there'd be knowing this Panya has arisen because it's different to every other moment, but would it be very clear whether it's Nama or Rupa?
When Vipassana Jnana is like Satipatthana, in the beginning at all, because the mind does show up. Otherwise, the distinction between Nama and Rupa cannot be directly known without the appearance of mind as mind, because mind is different from the other doorway.
But the thing is, initially it happens so quickly that the thinking that follows that would question what
there can
was
be thinking,
experienced.
But not I who thinks. Elements, that element which
so
is Nama.
The thinking that follows can somewhat even make one question whether what was experienced.
So that after that, it is the yata prinya, which thinking is Nama, because it appears through mind or when there's thinking. But now no separation or distinction between mind or and sense. So how can it be as clear as that?